Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On All Saints Sunday, we think about our dearly departed friends and family, those baptized believers who preceded us in the faith, and sons and daughters of the one holy Christian church, saints from our own congregation and families, who now rest with Christ in heaven. They who await the coming of Christ in glory to judge the living and the dead. And we wait with them. The words of Jesus in today's gospel lesson from Matthew 5 give us glimpses of what they experience now and what awaits us. Pictures of the kingdom of heaven. And for Christians, we who possess the kingdom of heaven, we who through the power of the Holy Spirit are baptized and repent and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, these pictures shape the way we approach life. As many of you know, this past week I had my birthday. And for my birthday, my wife gave me a surprise. She said, all week, she wouldn't tell me what it was. My daughter guessed what it was. I never would have guessed this. So Friday, she says, okay, get dressed. You can wear jeans. You can wear whatever you want. We're going to go out. And we went to this place called Painting with a Twist. You heard of it? So for 3 hours, you sit there and you paint. They teach you how to paint. So, this is what I painted. Well, don't say aw yet, okay? I know it's not that bad. Well, maybe it is. So, you're supposed to follow these instructions, right? And, you know, it's 90% women there, and here I am with one other guy, you know? And what do they want to paint? Flowers. Flowers. And Laura and Rachel painted some beautiful flowers. Well, I didn't go for flowers. So I painted some butterflies, all right? Resurrection butterflies. And I thought, what a coincidence. I'm preaching on the pictures of heaven, and here I have a chance to paint. So this is what I painted, okay? This is my picture of heaven for all of you today, all right? Don't get too close to it. The further away you are, the better it looks. I apologize to all you artists out there. Pictures of heaven. What Jesus is doing here in Matthew chapter 5 is he's giving us a picture of heaven. Okay? We hear about it in the Old Testament, or not the Old Testament, in the first reading, in the reading from Revelation, about the 144,000 who are sealed. Sealed how? In baptism. With your name and God's name placed on you, on your forehead and on your chest. Your mind, he says. Your mind. Forever. We hear about it, what they're singing in heaven. We heard that in Revelation 2. And we sang part of that at the beginning. This is the feast. Worthy is the Lamb. That's what they're singing in heaven now. Same as us. Just better. That's a picture of heaven too. All that we have from heaven is we can't see heaven now. We only hear about it through Christ. And what does Christ do? He starts his ministry. The beginning of Matthew, we hear about his birth. He's tempted in the wilderness. What happens next? He goes out into Galilee and he preaches. He preaches what? He preaches, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is here. It's begun already with the coming of Christ, his first coming. It's going to be completed in his second coming. And he's introducing it to you. So what does he do next? He goes out and heals people of diseases. This is part of the coming of the kingdom. Okay? Those who have gone before us in baptism, our loved ones, they've been healed. Healed of all those things that they were plagued with in this lifetime. Healed. And when somebody comes along and heals a bunch of people of all kinds of diseases, well, it starts to gather a crowd. The crowd at first hoping for their own healing, not knowing what all he's going to provide. And then he goes to this mountain. You know the Sermon on the Mount. This is the beginning of it. Well, today we hear the introduction. Okay? This is how your life is shaped in baptism. Listen to it. Listen to it. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Okay? There's two ways of misunderstanding the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? We do these all the time. Number one is we hear the Sermon on the Mount of, you got to do this, you got to do that. No. We have the law. The law came through Moses and the prophets. Jesus came to give you the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of heaven. What is that? Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's us. Those of us who have to live in this world still. Those of us who are not ready for heaven, according to the Lord's timing. We still have to live in this world. We have the law through Moses. Jesus didn't come to give us another list of things that we have to do. The other way of misunderstanding Christianity, if this is the introduction to Christianity by Jesus, the other way that Christianity is misunderstood is pie in the sky by and by. Have you heard that? Pie in the sky by and by. All these great things in the future. Great things that our beloved already enjoy some of. But what about us? What about today? What about today? What about the time between our baptism and our resurrection? What about the time between our baptism and our mortal death? That is what Jesus is here to talk to you about in the Sermon on the Mount. And from chapters 5 through 7, he teaches you about that. But this is the doorway. This is the beginning. Jesus says, amen, amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the doorway for the sheep. While you're the sheep, he's the door. So what do you see through that picture of heaven? Jesus is here to give you the true story. Reality. Brutal reality, when you think about it. Brutal in the sense of we know what death is. Jesus doesn't shy away from telling you about that. He doesn't shy away from telling you what your life is going to be like as a Christian. But he tells you, what's his first word? Blessed. Blessed. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, who fall short of the kingdom of God according to the law. Blessed are you today in the power of your baptism. Blessed are you. And then he tells you with clear-eyed realism what your life is going to be like now and in the future. Now, we live in the now, knowing what the not yet is. That's what he tells us about. What's your picture of heaven? He says, first one here, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You are the poor in spirit, and you have the kingdom of heaven now. He says, yours is the kingdom of heaven. How? by the power of your baptism, you inherit the kingdom of heaven. You inherit it by becoming a child of God in baptism. You inherit it. Have you ever inherited something? You have a right to it as of whenever you're born, if you inherit from your parents. But you don't get it until there's a death. Well, in this case, it's not the death of your Heavenly Father, it's the death of His Son. That's by which you inherit the kingdom of heaven. It's yours now. Present condition with a blessing yet to come and at the present. Then he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn. It talks about an attitude now, a blessing that's mostly to come. Do you mourn now? Do you mourn a loved one? Do you mourn for yourself? Because you know what's in your heart? That you can't come to God on your own? Yes, we mourn. Yes, we mourn in this life. That's the reality. It's not pie in the sky by and by. This is the reality. You're gonna mourn in this world. Now think of your dearly departed. Maybe someone in your family who's waiting for you in heaven. They're not mourning anymore. They're not mourning. They are in joy in the presence of God. That's what you have waiting for you. Blessed are the meek, the lowly, for they shall inherit the earth. Again, a present condition. Blessed are the lowly, the meek. Mostly, that's a blessing that we don't experience yet. It's part of the not yet. We get part of it now because we know that we will inherit the earth, the new heavens and the new earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Again, it's an attitude now. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness now, for they shall be satisfied. Your loved ones who departed in the faith in holy baptism, they don't hunger and thirst for righteousness anymore. They have it. You have it too through the power of your baptism, but you still got to live in this world for a while. You still got to face sin. That's why we repent. In the power of our baptism, knowing that we will be forgiven, we are forgiven through the blood of Christ, through the blood that washed the robes of those who are living in heaven now. They are white with Christ's righteousness. Righteousness which is yours too, through baptism. Now today, when you go have lunch, chances are you're going to be satisfied. Unless you're on a really strict diet, you're going to be satisfied. You're not going to hunger and thirst after lunch. But you will again in this life, right? Do we struggle in this life with sin? Yes. Do we struggle with, the next time I sin against my wife and I don't know, say something harsh, or my daughter, or anybody, in one of you. Am I going to do that? Yes. I need what? Forgiveness. I need forgiveness. That's why every day we come to the Lord in the power of our baptism and repent and receive that forgiveness. And He feeds us here with His own body and blood, saying, you're part of me now. You're part of me. You receive part of this blessing now. And one day you will never hunger and thirst for righteousness because you will be righteous. forever. We have friends who are living that already. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You shall see God. You shall see God. Are you pure in heart now? Maybe you're kind of up and down. We see part of this blessing now. Much more is yet to come. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Paul says, those who are waiting, all of creation, waits for the sons of God to be revealed on the last day through the power of your baptism. You are going to be revealed as a son or daughter of God. Think of that. What do the sons and daughters of God do? They live as they were created to be, holy and pure. What is holy and pure in your life today? What is the holiest and purest thing in your life today? Maybe it's the seeming innocence of a child, a baby. Well, more than that, you will be pure and holy and innocent. That's what you have to look forward to. Can you live that way? Can you live that way? It's hard in the not yet. It won't be. It won't be. That's what you have to look forward to. Now you can live in part of that now. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to sin anymore. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. If there's any example that says this is not a list of admonitions, I think this is part of it. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. How would I tell you to go out and be persecuted? Would I tell you to go out and pick a fight with somebody? Persecute me. No. In this life, you're going to be persecuted for being a Christian, one way or another, whether you feel it or not. The present condition. Blessing is both now and not yet. He says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Already, today. For you and me. That includes you and me. This applies to you. And he goes on. He says, blessed are you. He doesn't say they anymore. He says you. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. And then he says, rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. For your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You're not in this alone. You are with all those who from all time have been persecuted for Christ's sake. The blood of the martyrs, you're with them. You're part of one holy Christian church with them. You're part of people who haven't even been born yet. We're going to be baptized and live in heaven with you. You're not in this life alone either. Christ is with you the whole way. And you have a reunion with a whole bunch of people that you know and a bunch of people you don't know that you're going to meet to live with forever the way you all were supposed to live as Christians. As human beings, as creatures of a holy and pure and perfect God. Near the end of Matthew, Jesus says to the disciples, talking about the last day. Then the King, Jesus, will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by the Father." You who are blessed by the Father. Blessed are you. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. That's what you have to look forward to. And you can begin living that today in the power of your baptism. Because you know what the end is. You know where you're going. You know who is there already. God gives us pictures of what the kingdom of heaven looks like. Now, through a glass we look darkly, then we will see face to face. We will see our loved ones again, face to face. We will see Christ, who loves us, who loves you, face to face. Amen. Now may the grace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.